to the guys who didn't come also. Okay, we'll begin Be'ez Hashem, first of all, by welcoming everybody back to Yeshiva. And it's an incredible opportunity that we're able to learn Torah together. We're able to be here in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. We're learning Maseches Pesachim, which, unfortunately, Pesach is right behind us. The person could think it's like eating Cholent on Tuesday, you know? It's not so gishmak. But Lamaisa, it also happens to be that the sugyas which we're going to be handling are negated to a lot of areas of Shas. And second of all, it also, you know, Pesach comes up every single year. So if we're not going to learn now, we'll definitely, we'd be missing out. Because from Purim to Pesach, you know, there's not enough time. There's not enough time to get everything. Like, we tried to do a little bit in Avim Pesachim. Okay, Seder, Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag, but it's not enough time to get everything. So, Baruch Hashem, we're happy with the opportunity to learn a little bit about the Surim of Chametz, a little bit about the Ilchas of Pesach, Bezris Hashem. And hopefully, you know, together we'll get a clarity of a lot of the Nyanim. And especially because of the fact that today we have joining us, Baruch Hashem, a special Schos, my Choshev Chaver of many years, Rameir Rosenblum. Baruch Hashem is going to be joining us as Shalom Meshev. If anybody who has questions or anybody who wants to share Oros, whatever it is, please, you know, feel free to hack him up. And I'm sure that you'll appreciate everything that he has to say. Be'ez Hashem. Okay, so we're going to get ready to begin. And B'li Neder, Be'ez Hashem. Hopefully at some point we'll talk about a little more Sfeiras HaOmer, a little bit about the Inyanim of Chodesh Iyar. But today we'll just keep it very short. The fact that Iyar, it says, is a month which Be'etzem has no Yom Tov. There's no Yom Tov in the month of Iyar. So we feel like, Iyar is a sad month. It's a boring month. There's no excitement. There's no spiritual recharge. But the truth is that there is a Yom Tov in Iyar.
Yom Ha'atzmaut.
What's the Yom Tov of Iyar? Okay, Yom Ha'atzmaut we'll talk about tonight, believe it. But what's the Yom Tov of Iyar? There's a real Yom Tov in Iyar. What's the real Yom Tov of Iyar? Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is a real Yom Tov that comes up in Iyar. Pesach Sheni. And Ad Kedei Kach, that we're not going to say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. And it's a real Yom Tov. It's something which we need to talk about more. So there's Pesach Rishon and there's Pesach Sheni. The first day, the first Pesach, which is the Pesach that we just had in Nisan. The second Pesach is Pesach Sheni, which is the Chashev Inyan. And one of the ideas behind how Pesach Sheni was first developed, was first created, was from something called the Hisoirus Dilatata, the Hisoirus of Klai Yisrael down here. We wanted to bring the Korban Pesach even though we were Potter. People were Potter from bringing the Korban Pesach because they were Tamei. But they wanted to do it anyway. So one of the anyanim of the month of Iyar is that when a yid has a ratzin, so a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, wow, I see that you wanna shtag, you wanna do things that are chashev, you wanna get closer to me, so I'm going to come towards you and help you out. I'm going to make things happen for you, which is an incredible thing. That's part of the inyan of Chodesh Iyar, which is a lot more to talk about these inyanim. And Be'ez Hashem B'li Neder, we're all going to take advantage of this incredible koyach that's in the air. That if we put in a little bit of ratzin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come towards us and make things happen. Mm-hmm. Happens to be that there's another Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. What's another Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni besides for these ones?
Summer's gone.
Almost. Right? Pesachim. Let's talk about this for a second. Okay, we're learning Maseches Pesachim. Why is it called Maseches Pesachim? Pesachim is plural. Plural Pesachim.
Ari Pesachim talks about it.
Ari Pesachim talks about the fact that is it really called Erev Pesach or Ari Pesachim, right? That's what you're talking about. So over here also, the Farshia Mishnah talk about the fact that it's called Pesachim. And other, let's say, for example, Maseches Sukkah. It's called Maseches Sukkah or Maseches Sukkis? It's called Maseches Sukkah, Lashon Yachid, right? Maybe it should be called Maseches Pesach. What do we say? Maseches Shabbos or Maseches Shabbosos? So Maseches Shabbos, Lashon Yachid.
Shabbosos would make more sense.
Right. It's the halachas of all of the Shabbosos. But Lamayat said we go by Lashon Yachid. So why here, when it comes to Pesachim, we go by Lashon Rabbin? The Teretz is, the Meiri speaks out and the Tosafot Yom Tov speak out over here, is that there used to be Maseches Pesachim was divided into two parts. There's Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Two Masechtas, they used to divide it up. The first part of the Masechta was called Pesach Rishon. The second part of the Masechta was called Pesach Sheni. What are the two parts of the Masechta? The first part of the Masechta is the Halachas of Chametz. The first parak, the second parak, the third parak, those are the first parakim which all deal with Chametz. And then even Makom Shenagu already like makes the bridge, the fourth parak makes the bridge into the second part of Pesach, which are the halachas that deal with the Karban Pesach. And that was Pesach Sheni. It was like two separate Masechtas, Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Lamaisa, it was brought together and termed Pesachim, plural, because it is made of these two parts. So our sugyo, our discussion is going to revolve around this man, Bezer Hashem, the Pesach Rishon, the first Indian in Maseches Pesach, in Maseches Pesachim. What is that? Chametz. Okay, let's begin. Let's start with, what does the Torah tell us about Chametz? Okay, we've learned a little bit of Chumash today, a little bit yesterday. What does the Torah tell us about Chametz? So, obviously, we know that Pesach celebrates Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, where are we going to look to find the Psukim that talk about Chametz? We're going to look in the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Which Parsha is that? Parsha's Boy. So, we look in Parsha's Boy, and we know in Parsha's Boy, it talks a lot about the mitzvahs of Pesach. It talks about Karban Pesach and Chametz and Matzah. Let's see what it says. In Perek Yud Beis, the Torah says that you're going to have a Yom Tiv. 7 days you eat matzah. Ach, b'yoyim arishon tashbisu zarmi b'teichem. That's the first pasuk that it starts beginning to tell us about chametz. Ki kol ochel chametz v'nichruza nevesh eimi yisrael miyom rishon ad yom hashvi. Kares, chametz is very severe. Kares. There's a lot of inyanim over here about chametz. Okay? So let's begin with hearing what you guys came out with. How many mitzvahs, how many isurim are there in the Torah about chametz? Yeah, what'd you guys come up with? Yeah, Shai.
So in the Pesukim that Rabbi told us to read,
yeah,
I found either four or five.
Either four or five, okay.
There's also, Rabbi said ask about chametz, but
yeah.
There's also in the first statement from the Pesukim from yesterday, there's also Tanat Di Malacha, which is also an Isser.
Okay,
not
very good.
Chametz.
Right, not chametz specifically. But it's an Isser for Pesach.
So it's, okay? You shouldn't find it, you shouldn't see it, you shouldn't eat it.
Okay, there's no finding it, Bal Yimatzei, no seeing it is Bal Yiroa, no eating it is Isser Achila.
Right. And
okay, those
also,
are three.
And Malacha was four, technically. So, but Ria was, could have been two or one or two.
What do you mean, could have been one or two?
Because Ria was separated into...
It says Lo Yiroa twice. Right. Sar and Chametz.
So I wasn't sure.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Beautiful. Anybody else have something different? Does everybody agree with that?
Maskim.
Everyone's maskim. So, Betsim, everyone came out with five. What?
It's five.
Including Malacha,
technically. Right.
Oh, including Malacha. But said, I want to leave Malacha on the side for a second. Let's talk about Chametz for a second. What?
She asked how many Surim do you see over there. Didn't say anything about Chametz.
No, mine says, my sheet says Chametz.
Oh, sorry.
No, because you don't have a sheet. I have to give you a sheet next time.
Mine says Chametz.
Okay? It says Chametz. Yeah, okay, but Lamaisa, you're saying that there's four dinim in the Torah, four yisurim in the Torah about chametz. Okay, what are the four yisurim? Let's just make sure we get it clear. One is Isser Achila. One is Isser of not finding chametz, Bal Yimatzei. And there's two more within Re'iyah. One is for Sar and one is for chametz. Excellent. Now, it happens to be the wording in the question that I wrote on the paper is how many yisurim are there in chametz? Are there any other dinim in the Chumash regarding chametz?
Tashbisu.
Very good. Tashbisu is a mitzvah asay. So now, what we have is number five. Excuse me. Number five. It's a mitzvah asay of tashbisu. Okay? For the sake of honesty, let's bring up what the Rambam says. The Rambam asks your kashashai. The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs... Yeah, pretty good, right? Very good. The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Lo Sasei number Reish, number 200, Lo Sasei number 200, if I remember correctly, the Rambam asked the Kasha, and he gives your answer, right? The Rambam says, I don't understand why we have the pasuk lo yirah lecha, and then again lo yirah lecha. It sounds like it's two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam asks the kasha, okay? And what does the Rambam answer? In Vamitzvah Hamasayim, it says yiranu lo yirah chametz.
Which question?
And it says lo yirah lecha sa'ar. It sounds like it's two separate lavim. Lo yirah lecha chametz, lo yirah lecha sa'ar. Two separate lavim. That's how we got to 4 plus 1, right? Zog the Rambam. Ein elu shnei lavim b'shnei inyanim avolim b'inyan echad. It's true. It's true that it sounds like two separate lavim. However, zog the Rambam, both of these lavim are the same concept. The idea of sa'ar and the idea of chametz are both the same concept. What's the concept? What is sa'ar? What is chametz? Chametz is the flour and the water coming together, and they're left enough time that they became chametz. That's what chametz is. Sa'ar is the thing which makes things become chametz. It's, I think in English they call it leaven or sourdough. Chametz is maybe sourdough, a similar idea as sa'ar. The idea is it's something which you don't really eat the thing itself, right? It's not really royal achila, you don't eat it, but you use it to make other things chametz. You add it into your food. For example, when your mother makes challah, so what does she do? She doesn't just take water and flour and mix it together and now you have a dough and that's how she makes challah. First, she puts in some yeast. And the yeast is a leavening agent which makes the dough become chametz. So, zok de Taira, lo yirah lecha, both the chametz itself and the leavening agent, the sa'ar that makes it chametz. Both of those are lo yirah lecha. Zok de Rambam, both of those are really the same inyan. And if you look in the psukim, you'll see that sometimes in the same pasuk, it starts talking about it in terms of chametz and switches to in terms of sa'ar and vice versa. The Torah uses them interchangeably as far as the surim of chametz are concerned. And therefore, zok de Rambam is one inyan. So as far as how many lavim do we have? How many surim do we have? So we have Isra Achila. We have Isra Achila. We have Isra of Re'iyah. And we have Isra of Balyamate. And one mitzvah sase of Tashbisu. Right. That's what we have so far. Yeah.
Why did they say it twice before each of them?
Very good. Excellent question. I don't know.
What is not the
Why do we break it up with another lo yirah lecha? I don't know.
Yeah. What does not the Rambam say?
The Rambam, I'm just bringing the Rambam because the Rambam is very easy to find. Whenever you want to know ideas about mitzvahs, so you look in the Sefer Mitzvahs, it's so beautifully organized, it sets it up, you know, it gives you a little bit of information about every mitzvah, so it's very practical and very convenient tool to use. But the Rambam's not making this up, he's quoting the Gemara. It's Chazal, this is what Chazal say. So it's not, I don't think anybody's cholik on this, okay? It's not like the Ravid disagrees. This is the Gemara that he's quoting. Okay, so this is three. This is Parshat Pshat and Chumash. Parshat Pshat and Chumash. I'm going to share with you one more lav that the Rambam says, which from reading Chumash by itself, you wouldn't necessarily know this, but Rashi brings it up. It's a diak that the Gemara makes in the Chumash, and that is another lav for something called Taroves Chametz. That's the term, or Chametz Noksha. It's learned from the fact that the Torah uses the word kol when it talks about the chametz. Kol machmetzes, it says. Why does it add the word kol? Just write machmetzes. Why does it add the word kol? Every machmetzes. What do you mean every machmetzes? Just say machmetzes. Zog de Gemara, kol tells me one more type of Isra chametz. What is that? It's called taroves chametz. It's called chametz noksha, which we're going to explain in a second.
And we can't say it was talking about chametz and
sorry. Right, because the Rambam already said that those two really are the same Indian.
Right.
Right? And also happens to be that Stam Sa'ar is inedible. So you don't really get a lav for eating something inedible. So what is it for? It's for what's called Taroves Chametz. Taroves Chametz, the pshat is that I have chametz, but it's not just straight up water and flour. There's mixture, it's mixed into something else. Mm. And because I'm eating the mixture, I'm not eating just straight up chametz, it's a separate iser. Separate iser. And it has a different halacha. There's no kares, for example, in Taroves Chametz. In Chametz Gamur, which is just straight up chametz, edible chametz, there's kares if somebody eats it. Here, there's no kares, it's just a lav. Okay? Now that we're bringing up Karis, let's go through again the Lavim. We have Isser Achila, we have Isser Bal Yira, we have Isser Bal Yimatzei, and now we also have Isser Tarovas Chametz. Which one of them, or all of them, or none of them, have a punishment of Karis?
Tarovas is what again?
Tarovas is a mixture, Chametz with something else. Okay? So in the Chumash, we saw a little bit about Karis also. Oh, the Isser Achila.
Yeah.
Right? In the Torah, where does it talk about it, Karis? It says, Oichel Chametz v'nichruza nevashayi. So we have an Isser Achila, which comes with an Isser Karis, a punishment of Karis. Right? What about Bal Yira Bal Yimatzei? Is there Karis for Bal Yira Bal Yimatzei?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think having Chametz in your possession
maybe
is...
if they dafka, if they purposely left it, it'd be different. But
if he purposely left it in his house, if this guy happens to have like a big collection of schnapps, he purposely left it in his cellar for Pesach, right?
But that's not your matzah, no? I'm saying matzah's like...
Well, it's in his house. Oh, your matzah means finding?
Yeah.
You're saying that you didn't have it.
We don't really know what your matzah means yet, but...
Zeta, we're gonna have to try to explain that.
I think just having it in your possession of chametz, you get...
Karis.
Yeah.
Karis.
No, it's an accident.
What?
I don't think... eating by accident also, is that you get karis for that?
Accidental, Zeta, let's leave accident on the side. Shogig maybe has a p'tur, right? Things like that. But Lamaisa, let's talk about a guy who does a b'mezid. Right? He intentionally was over the isser. What's the punishment? What does the Torah tell us? So we learned Kares by Isser Achila.
Yeah.
Did it say Kares by Bal Yira and Bal Yimatzei?
Nope.
Nobody keeps, no. Keeps stressing how strict Chametz is. You know, we keep bringing up Chametz, Kares. Next time we bring up Chametz and Kares, I don't think it talks about Achila. Does it?
Really? Where? In the Chametz you mean?
Yeah, I'm going off hand right now. But.
Okay. I'm going to read to you both places where it says Kares. One is over here in Perek Yirbeis, Pasuk Dezvav. It says, Kol Ochel Chametz V'nichrusa Nevashayi. Mi Yisrael, mi Yom Rishon Ad Yom Hashvi. Some people wanted to even suggest it means they'll be cut off only for 7 days, right?
Cool.
Yeah. If a person's nifter during those 7 days, he's in trouble. But if he survives for after that, so then maybe he's okay. That's not really what it means. Really means he'll be cut off forever if he eats chametz during those 7 days, right? That's one place where it says. Now, what does it say again later on? It says, Kol Ochel Machmetzes V'nichrusa Nevashayi. Somebody who eats machmetzes is also going to be kares. But does it say by Bal Yira Bal Yimatzei? It doesn't say. It says because somebody who eats. The pashtus of the psukim, and this is also how we pask and how we hold a lamaisa, is that the kares is only for actually eating chametz.
Well, I'm mentioning it twice.
Bal Yira Bal Yimatzei is no kares. It's an isser doraisa, but there's no kares. Why is it mentioned twice? Chazal asked that kasha, and they say that there's chidushim, there's differences between machmetzes and chametz, which we're not going to get into right now. Okay? Lamaisa, it's important for us to have clarity on these inyanim. We have four isurim in the Rambam, isuri doraisa, based on these psukim, and out of these four isuri doraisa, there's only one of them that has karis. Right? Isser achilas chametz. Isser Achilas Tarovis Chametz, Bal Yira, Bal Yimatzei, Zakta Ramam. The only one that is actually Kares is eating straight up Chametz. Even if you eat Tarovis Chametz, the Ramam says it's not Kares. It's not going to be Kares. Okay? So this is something which is a foundation that we're going to take, Bez Hashem, throughout the rest of the Zman, the various Isurim that we have in Pesach. Okay? The various mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah saseh. Which mitzvah saseh? It's called tashbisu. What does tashbisu mean? Anybody?
Yeah, kidding.
Tashbisu means be mevatel. Okay? What?
It's ungla says.
Oh, that's what ungla says?
But
tashbisu?
Like batel.
Tevatlun. Very good. Tevatlun. Excellent.
In any way.
It's a great place to look. If you don't know what a word means, check out the Targum. Right? Tevatlun. Okay. The actual definition of the word tashbisu, we're going to have to try to be mevar further. The targum of the art scroll says to eliminate, like we looked at, right? Eliminate, to get rid of. So it could be two separate things. It could be the same thing. Could be different ways of doing it. We're going to talk more about it. B'li neder bezer Hashem in the Hemshech. But the mitzvah say of tashbisu has to do with what? What does it have to do with? Getting rid of the chametz. So tashbisu sa'ar Mibateichem, getting rid of the chametz.
And that means you can't put in your pantry. I'm saying how...
How do we go through Pesach every year with houses full of chametz? We're going to talk about it. Bezer Hashem, lean at it. So how does selling it help?
Right.
We're going to talk about it. Lean at it. Okay? We're going to get into the details. All the details need to be addressed. Bezer Hashem, lean at it. Hopefully you remind me, I'll say over a story about selling chametz and Bal Yimatzei, lean at it. Hopefully, remind me. Okay? This is a... This is the introduction, okay? So now, we're going to get to our Mishnah. I'm going to pose... you saw it in our Mishnah. Okay? We just learned the Chumash, the Torah Shebichsav about Chametz. And the Torah Shebichsav about Chametz is, by the way, the Rambam actually has one more Isser, which I didn't mention, because it's not clear in the Pesukim. It's based on a Drasha, and that is the Isser of eating Chametz on Erev Pesach. Separate Isser to eat Chametz is Doraisa.
Not
Chametz on Erev Pesach from Chatzais and on. It's not Karis, right. But an Isser Doraisa to eat Chametz on Erev Pesach. So, okay? But, Beseder. That's something which is good to know about, and Bli Neder, you know, we'll get more into it in the Hamshach. Okay, so we have Isra Achila Tarovas Chametz, Isra Achila on Erev Pesach Chatzais, 3 Isuri Achila, Bal Yiroi, Bal Yimotzei, 5 Isurim, and 1 Mitzvah Saseh, Tashbisu. Those are the mitzvahs that we're going to be dealing with over the course of the Zman. Okay, now we get into the Mishnah. The Mishnah, which one of these 6 mitzvahs is the Mishnah discussing? Anybody?
6 mitzvahs. As in getting rid of the chametz?
Does the Mishnah talk about any of these 6 explicitly?
Wait, say again?
Well, you're right.
Wait, an Isser is a mitzvah?
Mitzvah? No, a mitzvah. An Isser could be a mitzvah too, yeah. Mitzvah means a commandment from Hashem.
Yeah, lo yirai, lo yamatzei.
Oh, so you want to time out that our Mishnah is discussing which one of the mitzvahs in the Torah that we just mentioned? Bal yirai, bal yamatzei. And you have a third one?
All 3.
All 6, you mean? What do you mean, all 3? What do you mean? 6. What's the 3rd?
Who does the 6 again?
Oh, and Isra Achila also. Very good. Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzei, and Isra Achila. Isra Achila, which we've said from the Rambam. The Rambam breaks the Isra Achila into 3. There's 3 parts of the Isra Achila in the Rambam. Okay? So there's Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzei, and Isra Achila. Our Mishnah is coming. Remember, the Mishnah, the Tanoim, are coming to explain Torah Shebichsav. They're coming to add and give clarification to Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav tells us 6 different mitzvahs in Chametz, and now our Mishnah is coming to address, Ari says, 2 out of the 6, Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzei. Joseph says,
6.
Really, 5, you're saying. Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzei, plus 3 of the Achila. Tashbisu also?
There's
3
Achila.
What the mitzvahs are say of Tashbisu?
Wait, what's the rest of the 6?
A second. Yeah, the mitzvah of Tashbisu means to get rid of, to eliminate the chametz. You're suggesting maybe that also, what?
That's an
aseh. It's an aseh, yeah. Okay, beseder, but...
You got me in the ropes with that one.
Oh, okay, beseder. So you're saying 5 out of 6. What are the 6? Isra Achila on Erev Pesach, Isra Achila's chametz on Pesach, and Isra Tarovas chametz. The Rambam breaks Isra Achila into 3 parts.
What's Tarovas? Okay,
Tarovas means a mixture. Chametz with other things. It's mixed together.
There's matzah and there's...
Then is Bal Yimatzei, that's 5. And number 6 is Tashbisu. Those are the 6 mitzvahs d'oraisa which come up in Chametz that we're going to talk about. Yeah.
Raji says that it's Bal Yimatzei,
there you go. Right? Ari's got some pretty big backup over here.
That's where I got it from.
Yeah, there you go.
Good. I'm kind of also a little bit of Tashbisu. I'm on the ropes.
You want to say Tashbisu too?
Know, because it doesn't really say anything about... You know, just like destroying it, but we're saying you have to be bodex.
So okay, good, excellent, excellent.
Because what are you going to do? What do
you
do after?
There you go. You're going to get rid of it. Beautiful. Yeah. Okay, Bli Neder, Bez Hashem. We're going to pick up Reb Shlomo Zalman on that aura. Bez Hashem, Bli Neder. We're going to talk about that in the Hamshach. Okay. So this is the introduction. And again, any Mishnah that you ever come across, you want to ask yourself basically these same questions every single time. Any Mishnah, you could follow the recipe, do it again and again. Any Mishnah in all of Shas. Okay, you want to ask yourself, where is this coming from in the Chumash, Bechlal? Is this negat to anything that's in the Chumash? That's one question you want to ask yourself. You want to ask yourself, how many dinim are there in the Mishnah? What are the dinim in the Mishnah? Are there any chidushim in the Mishnah? And are the dinim of the Mishnah Doraisa or Darabanan? Okay, so let's just go through quickly these points on our Mishnah, and then we'll continue Be'ez Hashem Bli Neder. Hopefully next time in the Rashis, okay? Let's go through these points. How many dinim did you guys come up with in the Mishnah?
Two.
Three.
Two? Three? Not bad. Okay, what are the two? Let's start with two, and then we'll add on to the third.
I got two as...
I got three.
Is, you have to do searching, right?
Yeah.
Or the Arba Asur, both against the Chameis or Aner. And then I got after was the Beishar. You have to check the two...
You're saying that's a separate din?
No, no, I'm saying it's one after.
Now you're being closer. You have four dinim. So we have one, two, three, and four. Okay. Who else said two? Who else said two though? What?
I don't know. I'm kind of back to one.
Back to one.
I have three.
One din. Okay, so two has been eliminated.
I got three.
You get three. There's still three. So now we have one, three, and four. Okay, so we have one din. Who says three? And then we'll hear four.
I said three.
One.
Okay, let's hear. What are the three dinim? Okay,
so the first one is to be boydik. Boykin.
I think it's chavetz.
Second one is that it has to be daft with an air. And what the third din that I got was that you don't have to check in a place that you don't normally bring chametz.
You don't have to check in a place that you don't normally bring in chametz.
And I think the other one was like a subcategory, but you know, the next
one. The stay sure, as you're saying.
And also, Malcolm Shnechla Machlisin by Chametz, meaning, you know, when we say Ubamel Amru, we say Shuas Martev, then Malcolm Shemachlisin by Chametz is a subcategory of what I think the third one is.
What's the third one?
I think the third one is that you don't have to check in a place that you normally don't bring Chametz.
Ah, okay, fine. So number one is Bedika.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Aner,
mm-hmm.
And number three is in a place where you bring in chametz, but not in a place where you don't bring in chametz.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, and what's the mahalach of four?
Menachem.
Same, basically. Check for chametz with Aner. You don't have to check in a place where there's no chametz, and the fourth one is you have to check in the cellar, wine cellar, and make sure it's been marked.
Okay, very geschmack. So that's four. Lamaisa Ari is claiming that that's really a subcategory of the first thing.
I'll say another thing.
I agree with Ari on that point.
Well, you're Cholik and Ari Lagamri. You said there's only one.
I agree with Ari on that point. I said.
Right. So wait.
He's sticking with one, Rebbe.
You're hearing that also.
It's only a place you don't have to check. There's no chametz, but that seller, there is chametz, so I don't have to check.
So now you're being closer to three.
Yeah.
Okay, new Joseph and Shai.
I'm
sticking to
one.
What do you guys? One or three?
I'm sticking to one.
Sticking to one. So bring them down to one.
I think one is just is Bedikas Chametz. Yeah. How do you do it? It's just a subcategory you do with an air. Where do you do it? You do it in a place where you bring chametz. Right? Why would there be a din?
That's not a subcategory.
Why not?
What is a subcategory?
If I told you a din of just the ordinary, you wouldn't know what to do. If I told you, how do you do it? Oh, with the name.
What? You have to do it with the name. That's what it says. You cannot do it with the name.
Why can't you do it?
That's what it is.
That's a fact.
Why it's a din.
Wait, let's leave the nair out for a second, please, for a second. And let's go into the third din.
The
makom shemachnis bo chametz. The makom shein machnis bo chametz is butter. Is that a separate din or is that a subcategory of like a detail of the din of bedikas chametz?
Subcategory.
So Shabbos.
Meaning just like Ari holds and Shragi holds and Menachem holds that the shuras b'martif. Is a subcategory of that.
So
really, Malcolm Shemachnez is really a subcategory of the Bedika, right?
So I wouldn't go less than two.
Two. Okay, we're down to two. Down to two. One.
Entering the cellar is a chiddush.
The candle.
Yeah.
I think I might be at two.
Two. Okay. So right now, let's make sure that we're at this point together, okay? It's either two or one. The question is if the din of the candle is a separate din. That's a Shiloh. Okay, we could discuss that.
Rashi seems to say it's like a separate din.
Rashi doesn't say much. But a candle, what does he say?
I'm saying he's a farish.
It says, this is going to explain it. So, what do you explain?
So you're saying Rashi leaves it open for a possibility.
But maybe Rashi explaining why, maybe he's not saying that it is a din. Maybe he's saying just the reason why we have to use a nair is because now it's a din, you have to use a nair.
But that's saying what it is. The reason why we have to use it is saying we have to use this, and so it's the reason why we have to use it. So it's saying it's like, it's
all doesn't say we have to, actually.
Doesn't say we have to, but saying the reason. Why do you have to hear a reason if you don't have to?
There's not many other options back then. So you have to use a candle.
Use a torch.
Or oil.
Use a torch.
I think it's the same thing.
A torch.
It,
I think
is the point to use a fire?
A fire. So what does Neri mean?
The point to use a fire is a candle.
Okay, you know what? This is a good question. Which Blinat Rebbe Hashem, guess who the Gemara is going to talk about it later on. Okay, that's what it says. Okay, but let's make sure that at this point we're clear. The Mishnah wants to teach us the din of Bedikas Chametz. We're all in agreement with that. Now the question is the din of Lar Aner another din, a separate din, a way of doing Bedikas Chametz? It's a detail within the din of Bedikas Chametz. That's a question which we could discuss further. But one thing is for sure, the main topic, the main goal of our Mishnah is to teach us that there's a din of Bedikas Chametz. There's an obligation to do Bedikas Chametz. That's the main goal. And now I'm going to ask the question again. Is that something which we saw already in the Chumash? Is that something that comes from a din in the Chumash? Or is that, would you say it's a din derabbanan? What would you say?
Bedika?
Yeah.
Lo yirei lo yamatzeh.
Yeah.
Padre Rabbi Eli Matzeh.
How else? Say to look.
Right, but how else are you, how else are you not supposed to find Bedika. Or... I'm saying, how would you get there? By lo yirei lo yamatzeh.
Bedika's the... Yeah, it's a...
I mean, how do you do that? By
clean.
Bedika.
Just clean.
What's Bedika?
Yeah, Bedika is like a very intense cleaning. Yeah, we're discussing this during Seder. You can just sweep, or you can spend your time looking through every symbol in between every barrel.
So there you go, you just sweep. Saying Bedika.
It's still Yirei Matzah.
Okay.
Is that part of Bedika's homage?
What, sweeping?
Cleaning your house.
Cleaning your house? That's a good question.
Yeah, but then
have to discuss
that. You have to hold a candle the whole time you sweep your house? The candle one hand and broom in the other hand?
There you go.
And
do it on the night of the 14th.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to talk about that more.
Use a flashlight during Bedika's homage.
Flashlight.
It's Vidinda.
Okay, we'll talk about that more. Blineta. What about a candle, flashlight, all these things? These are all very good questions. But let's walk away, at least from today, that we have clarity. The six dinim doraisa in the Chumash, six mitzvahs doraisa in the Chumash regarding Chametz, and which one of those or some of those, what is the din that the Mishnah is coming to teach us, coming to be Mecharish? The Mishnah is coming to tell us the halacha of Bedikas Chametz, and then there's a number of details of how and when it applies. And then we're going to try to see Be'ez Hashem Lineder in the Hemshech. We'll see where that came from. Where did that come from those six mitzvahs in the Chumash? Did it come from some of them, from all of them? Is it Doraisa? Is it Dorabanan Mechlal? These are a number of points which we're going to have to address. Be'ez Hashem Lineder. And hopefully tomorrow we'll get into the explanations of the Rashis and the Rav. Did anybody see the Ran today in the Marmakomos?
Yeah.
No? Okay, so we'll do that. Okay, stop it. So